Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today from Albania, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo. Father Cost is a friar of the province of Malta and is serving as a missionary in Durres. His preaching today is entitled, Lord, Let Me See Again.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, Why are you doing this? Just say this, The Lord needs it, and will send it back here immediately. They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, What are you doing untying the colt? They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. The word of the Lord. Today we celebrate Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion. The liturgy presents us with two readings from the Gospel of Mark. During the blessing of the palms, we read Christ's triumphal entry into Jerusalem. During the liturgy of the word, we read the Passion of our Lord. Why do we not let the joy of Jesus' triumphal entry in Jerusalem dominate the celebration? Why have we to let the sadness of Jesus' suffering and death dominate our celebration? Today's liturgy reminds us that the joy of Christ's followers on the first Palm Sunday was short-lived. They were waiting for a Messiah that would lead a rebellion against Rome. The Passion story tells us that Christ's mission is not to conquer cities, but to save people. The real and true triumph of Jesus is his resurrection, which we celebrate on Easter Sunday. Thus, Palm Sunday is intended to focus our attention on Christ's suffering, which, although horrible, was a show of real love and a way to his resurrection. Jesus himself said, No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends. Paul says, The message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. In their synagogues, Paul argued from their scriptures that it was necessary for the Messiah to suffer and to rise from the dead, and he is Jesus who I am proclaiming to you. Before telling us of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, Mark tells us about a blind man who, on hearing that Jesus was coming his way, started to shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Many tried to silence him, but he shouted louder. Jesus said to him, What do you want me to do for you? The blind man said, My teacher, let me see again. Jesus told him, Go, your faith has made you well. I find this interesting. This is not only a miracle Jesus performed. It also tells us about what we should ask from Christ. Many a time we are blind, unable to see what God is telling us, what He is asking us to do. Others are blind and do not see Jesus asking them to follow Him, or they refuse to do so. Through the blind man, God gives us a prayer we should frequently say, "Lord, let me see again," so that we do not just join a crowd, but be able to see God's love in the suffering of Jesus, and Jesus in the suffering of those around us. It was a crowd that shouted, "Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." And a few days later, a crowd shouted, "Crucify him." Immediately after presenting Christ's entry into Jerusalem, Mark tells us, "Then Jesus went into the temple, and when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. When meditating on this verse, I asked myself, what do the words, "it was already late," mean? Was it very late in the day? Did he mean that his hour had come and he could do nothing to avert the situation? Do these words reflect the feeling Jesus would express in prayer at the Last Supper? "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you." Mark tells us two things Jesus did in the days following his entry into Jerusalem. He cursed the fig tree he found without any fruit, and he was hungry. And then he cleansed the temple from those who had made it a den of robbers. As to the fig tree, it wasn't the proper season for the tree to bear fruit. Why did Jesus curse it? Because he was referring to another tree that everybody expected would bear good fruit always. In fact, later, Jesus denounced the scribes. "Beware of the scribes," he said, "who like to walk around in long robes, and for the sake of appearance, say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." When the disciples commented about the withered fig tree, Jesus told them, "Have faith in God. So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." True disciples are like fruit-bearing trees. This is why the church Jesus founded on the rock, that is Peter, true disciple of Christ, grew so rapidly, notwithstanding its apparent frailty and the many persecutions it faced. The cleansing of the temple sealed Christ's fate. When the chief priests and the scribes heard what Jesus did in the temple, they kept looking for a way to kill him, for they were afraid of him, because the whole crowd was spellbound by his teaching. What do we learn from this liturgy? That we should frequently ask Jesus to let us see, so that we could announce the good news always and everywhere. Christ's words come to mind when he told the disciples of John the Baptist, "Go and tell John what you hear and see." There are many Johns around us. Jesus is hungry for the fruit we can bear in his name. He tells all his disciples, past, present, and future, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last." Peter tells us, "In your hearts, sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect."